So the use of unhappiness is a vicious cycle. But creating a dialogue with yourself will help you to break that cycle. And it'll help you to have some options instead of just going about fretting and being unhappy. Now, there's something really peculiar about that. For some people, well, this was true for me especially, for some of us, we go around being unhappy. Let's say it's with a spouse or a family member or somebody at work. We go around being unhappy with them. And we're having this secret conversation in our head, telling them how they need to be, telling them off, basically. And we're going around being unhappy. And what's happening, if you're unhappy, you're triggering adrenaline into your system. And adrenaline is a powerful drug, but it sort of wipes you out. You know, it sort of steals your energy. And at the end of the day, it leaves you dog tired. So when you get in a position where you actually could make a change, where you actually could communicate or create something, you're too tired. And your whole subconscious says to you, "What do you mean? I've been fighting as hard as I can all day long. I'm doing all I can do." You see, keeping unhappiness in your consciousness fools your system into thinking that you're actually doing something about the problem. This is really worth noting. So if you're going through life with a conversation in your head about what a jerk so-and-so is and about how bummed out you are at the, you know, state of affairs in the world, the terrorists, the diseases, whatever it is, you're running this tape in your head and being really unhappy. When you get home, you're not going to do anything about any of these issues because you're too tired and your whole system will say, "Hey, I'm doing all I can do. I'm being unhappy about it." You see, you'll be so worn out that you will not lead a group of people to make change in the world. You will not engage your spouse in a meaningful and deep communication to create systems for a better life, because you've already done all you could do and you're worn out. That goes on all the time. So if you catch yourself in one of those negative conversations, you know, beating up on yourself or beating up on somebody else, just ask yourself, what do you want? And is unhappiness helping you to get it? Then come up with a plan. Then find out what you're actually willing to do. So what do you want? Well, I want my spouse to blank, you know, clean up the kitchen, be more loving to me, speak differently to the kids. Okay, that's what I want. Is unhappiness helping me to get it? No, not really. I yell at her, I yell at him, but the situation hasn't changed. You'll usually find that it doesn't work, unhappiness, especially in the long run. So what do you want to do? Well, I want to have a conversation and I want her to see that we need to make a change. Okay, how would you like to do that? Well, I think I should do candlelight. I think I should do it over dinner that I cook. I really gotta do this right, you know. I really want to set this up and I want to prepare my communication so that it's gentle, it's loving, so that she knows that I love her and just want to do this in a good way. You see, that's different than just going around feeling bad, okay? If I plan an action, even if it doesn't work, I'm a healthier individual and I'm more proactive in my life. And I might do that candlelight dinner and it might go south on me. It might not work. But I still don't have to resort to just yelling and screaming and being unhappy. I would just have to design a better communication or another communication or a negotiation. Hey, if you do this, I'll do that. You know, there's lots of books out there that will give you insights into strategies for life, communication, and all these other things. The trick is implementing them and short-circuiting the automatic response of anger. Okay, so you're getting a sense of how this works? All right, to do the option process on yourself, it's kind of simple. There's only a few questions. The questions are, why did that make you unhappy? Or why are you unhappy? And then, when the answer comes, you would ask the next question, which is, why do you believe that? Or, Do you believe that? And then you'd answer that question. And then, what are you afraid would happen if you weren't unhappy about that? And another way of saying that is, how are you using unhappiness to take care of yourself? And then you look at the three ways. Are you trying to motivate yourself? Are you trying to motivate someone else? Or are you simply trying to show that you care? That's the process. And it validates you, and you let your right brain talk to your left brain, and you kind of sort things out for yourself. It's very gentle, it's very loving, and it's very accepting. It prevents you from stuffing your pain away. It has you being forthright and authentic and gives you some breathing room. This conversation might be going on just in your head. Or you can hire someone like me or someone else who's trained in this dialogue process to facilitate it. And that's a beautiful experience. It goes really deep, but it can go for 2 hours on one issue. It can really wander around and help you sort a lot of things out. I really recommend doing it with someone else, but if there's no one there, you do it with yourself. Then you'd simply ask, what do you want? And what do you want to do?